We know that the Democratic Party is now up front about it. They favor it. They think this is the best way to go. They want to extend the 4th District up this narrow swath to pick up Fayetteville and cut this slice out of the 3rd District so that they can add some Delta counties, two or three, on the other side of the state to the 1st District to give themselves a fighting chance at 2-2 instead of the 3-1 Republican advantage we now have. It's partisan, but as they say, if they wanted to be really partisan, they could have done a lot worse than this. So they're trying to set up kind of a straw man to say this is not so bad. They got it out of a Democratic committee on the House side. As we speak today, it appears it's not going to be voted on today in the House of Representatives because there's a little problem getting to the 51 votes. But it still has a decent chance in the House. And then it's going to go to the Senate, where it's a 4-4 split on the State Agencies Committee, and where it could be pulled out of committee by the Democratic majority, or there could be a compromise, some other plan that would emerge. It's all very fluid right now, but it is very interesting that what began as sounding like a hoax, sounding like a joke, frankly, is now a serious contender to be our new congressional districting.
Yeah, and what's the reaction from the 3rd congressional district, Fayetteville specifically?
It has actually been mixed. There are those Republicans and some Democrats who find it comical, who find it a partisan overreach, too transparently partisan, simply absurd to split find the idea absurd to split the political representation of what is a single economic unit. On the other hand, as we know, Fayetteville has, which is why the Democrats like it, Fayetteville has a Democratic constituency, a Democratic base, which leans left, which is interested in putting party interests above the Chamber of Commerce interests. You can find Democrats in Fayetteville who say, this isn't so bad. We would have a congressman, we might have Democratic representation, we would have a Republican congressman from Rogers who might represent us as well. There's some University of Arkansas people who don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. So it is not being wholesale dismissed there in Fayetteville. There are people, I can't quantify it, there are people though, who find it reasonable or plausible or potentially doable. Among them may be Senator Sue Madison, centrist to center-left Democrat who's chairman of the State Agencies Committee on the Senate side, who is in a bit of a pickle here, but sends signals that I read at least as suggesting she might actually could vote for it. So it's all most interesting. This is the most significant change in congressional districts in my lifetime. It's because of our population shift, and it's because we're now a two-party state, and rather than just protecting our Democratic incumbents, now we have more partisan complications made for a much more interesting politics.
Well, let's talk about the politics of roads in Arkansas. We saw some shenanigans in the Senate Transportation Committee early in the week. It seemed to get ironed out later in the week. John, bring us up to speed on all that went down.
Well, things get crazy at the end of legislative sessions. These people, they spend the first few weeks doing nothing, and they try to do everything at the end. One day there was going to be a meeting after the session of both the committee to consider constitutional amendments and the road program, specifically whether to refer a 5-cent diesel tax for a bond for interstate and federal highway improvements. Long story short, Republicans had it held up in that committee. But the Republicans split the room, went to the other meeting or hadn't shown up yet, and the Democrats declared a non-existent quorum and put it out on a voice vote and sent it to the floor, and then it got sent back the next day in some sort of agreement. Basically, here's what we're going to get. The people are going to get the opportunity to vote on whether to allow whether accept truckers' offer, the trucking industry's offer, to pay 5 cents more in diesel so that we can borrow against federal highway funds, service that debt, and and maintain interstates and the federal highways. However, the Republicans in all this drama did manage to get two amendments on there that they can cite as improvements from their point of view. One is farm vehicles that use diesel will have their taxes capped. And the other is the governor can only call one vote. One time can he refer this. The original bill said he could keep doing it until the voters got worn down. So it's a mild a victory that the Republicans can cite. But we're going to get a chance to vote on it next year.
And there was some crying and gnashing of teeth that Republicans could have killed the road proposal if they really wanted to. Are you buying that argument?
Yes. The Republicans could have killed it if they had all been in the committee, insisted on a roll call vote. They could have the thing in committee today. What happened to them is that the Senate Democratic majority apparently was willing to pull it out of committee unamend it and pass it if the Republicans did that. And as part of a deal, in the middle of all this brouhaha about whether it got out of committee fairly or not, the Democrats said, okay, we won't pull it out. We'll send it back to committee. You can put your amendments on there, and everybody can have a little something out of this. I think that's what happened. It's a hard thing to prove, to know whether if the Republicans had simply sat on it with their 5-3 advantage, the Democrats, would they or would they not have pulled it out? I think that was the implied threat. Thus, this accommodation, which doesn't really hurt anybody or anything.
I don't want to get too far ahead here, but, you know, if you look to the 2012 elections, you've got Obama on the ballot in Arkansas, the potential for several tax hikes, and really no statewide Democratic candidates or issues driving turnout. Could we see another tsunami or repeat of the 2010 elections?
Well, to begin, the diesel tax and the bonds there can be done in a special election. You're talking about concurrently, we're going to propose to amend our Constitution on the ballot in 2012 to raise the sales tax to pledge to bonds for a four-lane highway network on our state highways. That's the one that you're talking about. And if I understand the current political climate, and if it holds, then yes, if in 2012 President Obama's on the ballot for re-election in a state he does not even try to run in and where he's going to get beat by 25 points, if history holds, is joined on that ballot by a chance for all the people mad about Obamacare and Obama and taxes to vote against these taxes to be brought to the polls? Potentially, sure. I never understood why the Republicans were opposed to letting it out there. They're supposed to trust the people. And you're not voting for taxes. You're voting to let the people decide. And as you point out, there's a dynamic here that actually would work, as you point out, to the conservative advantage.